Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm going to be talking about the planets this week. And what a week we have. I have been talking about the eclipses of 2018 all year, and they are finally upon us. Yes, this week we have a solar eclipse in Cancer. We are in eclipse season, people, so this is a time to take note. If you have any big life changes or life decisions, this will be the time to do it. And especially Cancer is a cardinal sign. Cardinal signs have a reputation for new beginnings. So this is big times for big changes. So there's so much going on this week. We also have love planet Venus. Moved into Virgo. Let me see that. Yes. Oh, no, tonight it's going to be moving into Virgo in an hour and a half. And also we have Jupiter turning direct. Finally. So Venus will be in Virgo until August 6th. And then finally, you know, after 4-plus-month retrograde period, Jupiter finally turns direct in Scorpio. Yay! This is great news. If you are a water sign or you have any planets in water signs, and the water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. But back to the big news of the week, the month, the year, is the solar eclipse in Cancer. Now, that's happening on Thursday the 12th. So that this Thursday, and the solar eclipse will be occurring at nearly 21 degrees Cancer. So if you are a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, and you're born towards the end of the sign, the last week of your cardinal sign, then this is big news for you, so pay attention. Or if you have any planets at nearly 21 degrees in any sign, this will be affecting you. If you are a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, and you're born towards the end of the sign, this is big news for you. And I will be talking about what it means for you and for all of us in tonight's show. So this is a partial solar eclipse. And a solar eclipse occurs, it's a supercharged new moon, and it occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the Sun. So what it does then is partially obscure the image of the Sun for us here on Earth. And so this is a partial solar eclipse, and it will be occurring in the polar regions this time of the Earth. And you know, the eclipse will be visible this time around in southern parts of Australia, such as Melbourne and Tasmania. So this moon, this supercharged solar eclipse, is super potent because it involves Pluto. And you must remember that I'm always going on about Pluto, and I call Pluto Lord of the Underworld. Pluto is the planet of change and transformation. And so the solar eclipse, the sun and moon together, will be opposite Pluto. This is really, really intense stuff. This solar eclipse will also be forming a trine to Neptune, which is a good thing. And on the other side of it, a very wide trine to Jupiter. And so throughout July, we've got this grand water trine going on. But this one will be especially potent because it involves this solar eclipse. And this is great news for the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. As I said, if you have any planets or angles at or near 20 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, this will be affecting you most strongly. And then if you have any planets at or near 20 degrees of the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, then you may feel more of a positive effect because of the two trines between Jupiter and Neptune. And you might have noticed that I've mentioned Cancer twice, Cancer in the cardinal group, Cancer in the water group. So if you are a Cancer and you are born, I'm just looking at my calendar here, if you were born mid-July, this will be affecting you in more ways than what you can imagine. How about that? As I mentioned, the eclipse involves Pluto. Now, Pluto is currently in Capricorn, and so this is all about eclipses. Solar eclipses are all about new beginnings, and especially because in a cardinal signs are all about new beginnings as well. And so what this means is that many of us are in for a change. And because of the involvement of Pluto, it's not necessarily a change that we have decided upon. It's more like the universe is steering us in a whole new direction. So with this solar eclipse in Cancer, this is about, this will be about home, family, traditions, because of the involvement of Pluto and Capricorn, traditions. It's our ancestry, it's where we come from, it's our family of origin, it's our ethnicity, it's our nationality. It's also, many of us might be confronting our ideas of who are our people. And it doesn't necessarily mean our blood ties, it could mean who is our clan, who are we close to, who do we care about the most. And so, with the opposition to Pluto and Capricorn, this might create like a dire all or nothing compulsion to either build or destroy, because this is all about new beginnings. This is about taking or starting a new path. This is about walking on ground that we might not have ever covered before. So it's also about authority, who is our authority because of this Pluto. And then we think of, you know, the melting pots. You know, in the US, we are a melting pot. And, you know, there's been a lot of issues in the press lately about our borders and our boundaries and in some ways excluding people. And so, and separating families. You know, like the solar eclipse in Cancer is all about these issues that we've been reading about in the press lately. And Cancer is a sign of family and eclipses and new beginnings. But with the involvement of Pluto, it's very much about authority and, you know, like rising above something or changing the way traditions have been because Pluto is currently in Cancer. So some of the effects, other effects that we might see are shifts in attitudes toward other people, you know, and maybe particularly the desire to purify groups or create alliances based on traditional criteria, you know, depending on what that means to us as individuals. You know, permanent rift and alienation that you know, there could be, because I keep harping on because of the opposition to Pluto, but there could also be reunions and agreements or agreements to disagree for the sake of family or community. This might happen with this influence of this week's solar eclipse in Cancer, and of course with the opposition from Pluto. Pluto is very much about power, manipulation, and it's sort of like pulling the strings from behind the curtain. So it's like we don't even really know who's calling the shots. So we've got the Sun and Moon together in Cancer, opposite Pluto, and the Earth sits in the middle of those those energies. So it's like we might find at this time that we're walking or try to find the balance, you know, with appeasing authority, but also looking at new ways to how we are in our family group. And this, I'm talking like what's affecting all of us globally or even nationally, but also individually. It's like who is our family, and how do we fit with the family? It looks like there could be some changes that are coming to many of us. With the family dynamic. Now, the good news is that the eclipse will be trining Neptune, which is currently at 16 degrees Pisces, and also forming a wide trine to Jupiter at 13 degrees Scorpio. And, of course, Jupiter turns direct this week as well. So that really gives, like, this turbo boost to this grand water trine involving the solar eclipse of the Sun and Moon with Neptune and Jupiter. That's all about compassion. If there was one word that I could use for this grand water trine involving this solar eclipse, it would be very much about care and compassion and taking care of others, but doing it in a really big way. Because, you know, Jupiter's been in Scorpio since October of 2017. It's been direct for the past 4+ months. So this week it finally turns direct. Now, if you're a Scorpio, this is great news for you. It's sort of like things can finally move forward, but in a really big way. It's like you've been restrictions, but now felt Jupiter turning direct. It's very, very, very much. Because you've been patient or have been forced to be patient, the rewards will be much bigger than what you had originally thought. So Jupiter in Scorpio is very instinctive. You know, it draws people in, it evaluates them on the quality of their character. And then Neptune in Pisces, you know, dissolves borders and boundaries, seeking universal oneness. When you put that together as this grand water trine with the solar eclipse, this is really big stuff, and, you know, with that opposition from Pluto. But, you know, Neptune in Pisces sees what it wants to see, so that's the other thing here. But luckily, Jupiter in Scorpio is realistic. It sort of gets to the heart of something. It drills down into something that's previously been hidden. Now, over the course of since October, if you go back into any of the Om Times archives of the astrology show, I've talked a lot about Jupiter in Scorpio, and the hashtag MeToo movement really started to come about when Jupiter moved into Scorpio. So it's basically unearthing or uncovering things that have been previously hidden. Neptune in Pisces is very compassionate and taking care of other people and dissolving boundaries and borders. So there's a lot of change coming. You know, there's a lot going on at the moment. And with this solar eclipse in Cancer, some of you might have heard of the phrase "blood is thicker than water." So it's like the people that are closest to us matter to us the most. But with the involvement of Neptune and Pluto and Jupiter with this solar eclipse, it's very much about, no, we care about everyone. We care about others. You know, let's dissolve those boundaries and borders and really take care of everyone. You know, we are one. And if I keep relating it back to the news and what's been going on in the news, and it's very much about the soccer team in Thailand. There's been so much help for those boys and their coach from so many countries around the world wanting to help, and everybody's waiting with bated breath, and praying for these boys and their coach to, come out and be okay when they come out. And I thought the fascinating thing is they're in a mountain, they're inside a mountain. And so Uranus moved into Taurus mid-May. Taurus is the sign of the earth and Uranus is the planet of the unexpected. So it's like you put those things together and then you bring in this grand water trine that we're going through now with the solar eclipse. And it's very much about care and compassion. And it's not just boundaries between us and our nearest neighbor. It's basically global, because the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune and Pluto, are all about global and the Earth and how we all are as being as one. So as I said, solar eclipse can only occur during a new moon when the moon passes directly between the Earth and the Sun. So this particular eclipse is a partial eclipse. And just remember with solar eclipses, here's my words of warning, solar eclipses, they only last a few minutes typically, but you should never, ever look straight up into the sky at the moment of the eclipse. And I'm just looking here in my calendar. The solar eclipse is occurring on Thursday at 7:48 p.m. Pacific time. So that will be 10:48 p.m. Eastern time. We're a little bit safe. I'm still not suggesting anybody look up, but because it's happening at night here in the US, it's important not to look up. On that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week, and there is so much to say. We have a solar eclipse in Cancer. That's really big news just in itself. A solar eclipse is a super duper charged new moon New moons typically occur every month, and we are now in eclipse season. It's all official. The next eclipse we have is going to be a lunar eclipse, and that's going to be July 27th, and that's in 2 weeks. And after that, 2 weeks after that, we've got another solar eclipse, and that will be August 11th. And that will be the final eclipse for 2018. And in the astrological world, eclipses are big, big news. They represent huge changes depending on the degree and the sign and how that affects the planets in your natal chart. So this week we've got a solar eclipse in Cancer. It's going to be opposite Pluto. This is all about family, patriotism, nationality, borders and boundaries. And because it opposes Pluto, it's about rising up or new beginnings or paths around who makes the rules, law, authority. And then it's also part of a grand water trine, which involves Jupiter and Neptune. So it's all about care and compassion. So it's a very interesting times, very interesting astrological influences that are going on this week and this month. So just a little bit about Cancer. With the solar eclipse in Cancer, Cancer is a sign symbolized by the crab. And its reputation is that as being sensitive and emotional. You know, and when things get tense, if you're fortunate enough to have any cancers in your life, you'll know that they go into self-protection mode, pulling into their shell until the trouble clears. That's the beauty of astrology. If you think of the symbol of the sign, there's a lot of characteristics around the symbol of each of the zodiac signs. Now, Cancer is a cardinal water sign. It's ruled by the moon. So this is interesting because we have a solar eclipse in Cancer, and it means that it's very potent because the moon is in its own sign where it's quite happy to be, not so happy being opposed to Pluto. As I keep saying, Pluto is lord of the underworld. Pluto is planet of change and transformation. Pluto forces us to make the changes that many of us are not quite willing to do. So we're going to get a shove in a brand new direction. But the solar eclipse is all about family and who we consider to be our family, our community, our country. It's very interesting with the trine from Neptune, because Neptune's all about dissolving boundaries. So it's quite fascinating when I read the news and apply to what's going on astrologically. So as I keep saying, the solar eclipse is opposite Pluto. This is what makes it even more intense than what it would be anyway. Pluto is very powerful planet. It's the most powerful planet that we have in our solar system, and yes, it is still a planet. And Pluto is all about the hidden side of things. And just interesting because Jupiter in Scorpio, which is making a trine to the solar eclipse, is all about shining the light on things that have been hidden. So Pluto is about secrets and affairs and behind the scenes manipulations and so on. It offers us a very powerful experience. It's about regeneration. It's about will and control and obsession. It's a very, very intense energy. So this solar eclipse is opposing Pluto. So this also brings up like emotional control issues, which may surface at this time. Or, you know, if that's how we've been, then let's find a new way of being. So it's like this week at this time, we need to be sort of aware of our issues through our interactions with others, be careful of not being manipulated or manipulating, being possessive or jealous. That's the involvement of Pluto with this solar eclipse. And it's about secrets or revealing secrets. The key here is emotional honesty and being able to go deep with the people that we care and trust. So again, intense power and control issues may be brought to the surface especially with that Jupiter in Scorpio. So it's like, it's about, let's not be overbearing and controlling. Let's see how we can work together and treat people like our own family, because of the energy of the solar eclipse in Cancer. And it's very important to not butt heads with authority, and people of influence because of the opposition to Pluto, from this solar eclipse. So it's like, avoid confrontations at this time, because it's going to get many of us, not very far. So as I said, there's also, the solar eclipse is forming this grand water trine, with, Jupiter in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces. This is just amazing. This is when these, three energies are forming a triangle in the sky from our perspective here on Earth. So this is about being very compassionate, using our intuition. You know, it's about spirituality or spiritual practice. And we might find that our spiritual practices are highly effective now, especially because of this grand water trine. It's a fantastic time for meditation, yoga, tai chi, church services, reverent prayer, even just sitting quietly in a serene natural setting. It's like we need to feed our souls at this time. We can't help others unless we are nurtured. And nurturing is a key word of this Cancer solar eclipse. It's like not just taking care of ourselves, but taking care of others. But before we can do that, we need to take care of ourselves. So it's like listening and responding to the soul level of life. You know, many of us will be using our artistic or spiritual or compassionate side of life. And so it's important that we pay attention to our own instincts. You know, people might be feeling more open, more sensitive than usual. And of course, heightened compassion, sympathy. It's just important to, you know, we all need to take care of each other, I think is the best way to say it. You know, and because of the involvement of Jupiter, many of us are feeling like hugely emotional in a positive or a negative way. It just depends. You know, feelings of sentimentality or nostalgia as well. There's some other key words for this Cancer solar eclipse. And it's like, forget about trying to be perfect, even though, yes, Venus has moved into Virgo, which I'll talk about in just a moment, but it's more like, you know, visualize our dreams and goals for what we want and, you know, make it as big as possible and bring the people we care and trust the most close to us. And, you know, with the involvement of the trine to Jupiter, it's very favourable. The solar eclipse trine Jupiter, you know, this is associated with good fortune and many opportunities. It's like it's important to keep in mind what is important to us now and look at the broader vision of what we want and the higher principle. You know, try, I know Venus in Virgo, it's sort of like usually forget the detail with this sort of energy, but it's like the details really will matter with Venus in Virgo as well. It's sort of like look at the big picture, look at the small picture, but really look to the future. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of tolerance and generosity with this grand water trine with the eclipse. So it's like, you know, we're feeling caring and compassionate and charitable. And so it's good to join together and realize, like we've been doing with the boys in Thailand, you know, the world has been watching this story with bated breath and praying and hoping. And so the energy that's going into that point on Earth is huge. So next up, we've got Venus in Virgo. Love planet Venus moves into Virgo any minute, where it will be until August 6th. Now, the planets have their favourite signs and their least favourite signs. And I have to say that Venus is quite uncomfortable when it's coupled up with Virgo. But it's not all bad. It's not all bad. If you're an Earth sign and that's Taurus, Virgo or Capricorn, this is good news for you. Or if you have any planets in Earth signs, Venus in Virgo will bring some really nice things your way, namely in the form of love or money. So while Venus is in Virgo through August 6th, many of us might be reaching for the stars when it comes to our love life. And if you're single, you probably won't want to settle for someone who doesn't meet your standards, preferring solitude to imperfection. Yes, because Virgo is the sign of perfection. And if you're single and you're out there dating, you might be more critical of potential suitors. And if you're in a relationship, maybe a little bit more critical of your partner. You know, you might think you're being helpful, except your words could be received as harsh or judgmental. And then on the flip side, you know, you might be more sensitive to other people's criticism because we're feeling a little bit less confident than usual while love planet Venus is in Virgo. But this is a great time to work through any relationship issues that come up during the next few weeks. And it's a great time to make lasting improvements to our relationships. And that really goes hand in hand with the solar eclipse in Cancer because it's all about taking care of the people that matter to us the most. You know, this is also a really, really favourable time to work on the most important and lifelong relationship, and that is the one we have with ourselves. So self-acceptance will be a big lesson at this time while love planet Venus is in Virgo. And it's also not just self-acceptance, but like how we feel about ourselves. You know, our feelings of our own attractiveness, how we feel we look. You know, and if you're someone who's self-effacing, you might pick apart your appearance and be very critical of your perceived faults at this time, perceived faults and imperfections. So this is a time to make a positive difference, and you can do that by improving your self-care habits through diet and exercise. This is a fantastic time to do that. And also practice loving who you are just as you are. So while Venus is in Virgo, a really, really good thing to do with this sort of influence is to really focus on your diet and exercise. And, you know, just a little bit about Virgo. Virgo is the symbol of the maiden and can be prim and fastidious. But, you know, like Virgo is very much about seeking perfection. And really, if you are fortunate enough to have a Virgo in your life, then just know that your Virgo is a lot more hard on themselves, even though it feels like they could be super picky and critical on you. But really, they are very much... very much hold themselves to a very high standard, many Virgos. Now, Virgo, Venus in Virgo, Virgo is a mutable earth sign. So it's very much about go with the flow. It's very grounded, very centered. So when it comes to our relationships, it's a very grounding time for many of us. And it's a time to work on the little things. You know, Virgo is all about the detail and the small stuff. In this case, the next few weeks, it's about let's sweat the small stuff when it comes to our relationships. You know, this sign can be very discriminating and, you know, it just wants to be, it just wants everything to be perfect and efficient. You know, this sign's very devoted as well. So Venus in Virgo, you know, this energy is one of devotion and being of service and very committed and forging strong bonds. And it's a very, you know, it's a very helpful energy. So helping others or helping the people we care about. But, you know, take the criticism as constructive. That's probably the best way. And because Virgo is ruled by Mercury, Mercury is connected into this Venus in Virgo energy. And Mercury is a planet of communication. So it's important to communicate what's going on in your relationship. So it's definitely a time to open up and really start talking. And so there you have it, Venus in Virgo until August 6th. Now, next up, we have Jupiter turning direct in Scorpio, and that happens on Tuesday, 10:04 a.m. Pacific time and 1:04 p.m. Eastern time. Now, this is really exciting news. I've been waiting for this event to happen for the past few months. It feels like it has been retrograde forever, as the retrograde planets typically do. Jupiter turned retrograde March 8th. Now, that feels like an eternity ago. March 8th of this year, Jupiter turned retrograde in Scorpio at 9 degrees. Jupiter turned retrograde in Scorpio at 23 degrees, and it's going to be turning direct at 13 degrees. So Jupiter, a planet of luck and good fortune, it brings luck to whatever it touches, and it makes life easier. That's typically the energy of Jupiter. It's been in Scorpio since October 10th of 2017, and it's a planet of expansion and generosity as well. So it is finally turning direct. Yay. So this planet, whatever it touches, it makes it bigger. And on the flip side, could be your waistline since it's been retrograde. So Jupiter will be in Scorpio until November 8th, 2018. And so it changes sign every year, every 12 months. And on that note, we are going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And the big news of the week is the solar eclipse in Cancer. Now, the solar eclipse is when the sun and moon come together, and Cancer is a sign of family. So what's going to be interesting is we're really going to see who our family is, regardless of blood ties. And also this week we have Venus, love planet Venus, moving into Virgo, where it will be until August 6th. This is a time to sort through little niggling issues in our relationships and let go of the idea of perfection. Now, also this week, we've got Planet of Luck and Good Fortune, Jupiter, turning direct in Scorpio. It has been retrograde since March 8th. So this is big news. And then Jupiter will be in Scorpio through November 8th of this year, and then it will move into Sagittarius. So if you are a water sign, it's like all the planets are aligned for you at this time. Well, not all of them, most of them. The planets are aligned for you at this time. There's a grand water trine with the solar eclipse, Jupiter and Neptune, and of course a turbo boost from Jupiter because it's turning direct. So this is really, really great news if you are a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio or Pisces, or have any planets in water signs. So Jupiter is the planet that brings luck and good fortune, and it just makes life easier depending on which planet it triggers in your chart. Now, Jupiter coupled together with Scorpio, Scorpio is very deep and intense and mysterious and magnetic, and Scorpio is also very ambitious, and it will do whatever it takes to get what it wants. So Jupiter comes together in Scorpio, it can be very, very intense energy. Maybe borderline obsession with the things that we desire. Just thinking about Jupiter in Scorpio and what that means now that it's going to be turning direct, and that's on Tuesday morning, it's like things will be revealed because it's about unveiling the truth. So it's like things that have been hidden will now come to light. It's like discover what has previously been hidden. So it's going to be interesting with, journalism, unearthing things that have come about, maybe advances in science and medicine. Jupiter brings luck in trying to discover what is hidden. So there might be a bit more respect for investigative journalism. Jupiter gives luck, Scorpio reveals what is not known, has been known previously. So we could find that there might be some new advances or discoveries that might lead to finding the cause or cure of something, especially with these giant eclipses going on. And then, of course, I haven't talked about Uranus in a while and what it's been doing, but it will be forming this square for the next couple of months to retrograde Mars, but that's a different show. So, who's to say that something might not suddenly be discovered or revealed with all these other energies going on? With Jupiter turning direct in Scorpio, it's about seeing what others miss. So this is a great time for entrepreneurs and so people sort of creating their own path and really believing and trusting our intuition around that, especially with this grand water trine that's involving the eclipse. It's really fascinating energy. There's so much going on this month. So Jupiter in Scorpio is about self-discovery. It's about things that are mystical and esoteric and, moving towards that or moving towards something that's higher or bigger than ourselves, especially with the solar eclipse opposing Pluto. That's about things that are bigger than ourselves or outside our own realm. So Jupiter in Scorpio, Jupiter's turning direct this week. It's been retrograde for the past few months. It's about discovering what has been hidden. People might have more of an interest in the mysterious at this time. And it's a very sexual energy as well, Jupiter in Scorpio. It might be excessive or looking for something through the physical realm. And Jupiter is the planet of expansion. It brings us opportunities as well. So it's about learning and intellectual pursuits and, of course, spirituality. It's an expansion of the soul and finding things within ourselves that we might not have realized or might not have seen before. and really, you know, giving ourselves credit for the things that are there, especially with Venus in Virgo. It might be a little bit more challenging, and it might force us to, you know, really appreciate all the things that we have. So Jupiter, you know, Jupiter turning direct in Scorpio, it's going to continue through November, and then it will move into Sagittarius, and that's just a completely new and different energy when that happens. So they're the main planetary influences of the week. And the other influences that we've got going on that are not involving the eclipse and the grand water trine and all the other things, you know, we've got the Sun trine Neptune, but of course it's the Sun and Moon trine Neptune, which I talked about before. And then, of course, the Sun and Moon are forming a wide trine to Jupiter, but that's part of the grand water trine of the eclipse. On Monday, very early this morning, we had a communication planet Mercury forming a challenging square to Jupiter. Mercury is currently in Leo. Let me see here what the degree is there. Okay, yes. No, yes. Yes, no. See, this is the Mercury we talked about last week. Mercury will be turning retrograde at the end of the month. And so this is crazy, but I'm already noticing the effects of the coming Mercury retrograde. And that is because it will be conjunct my Sun, not something to look forward to, that's for sure. So there's been little hiccups here and there with my newsletter, you know, old information going out from the technical glitch, just little things here and there. So, but Mercury squaring Jupiter, Mercury in Leo forming a challenging square to Jupiter in Scorpio, and everything might be blown up a bit more than usual because, you know, Jupiter turning direct, so it's not just expansive, it's really expansive. And then Mercury, of course, it's in Leo and it's going to turn retrograde in Leo. So we're in the shadow of the retrograde period already, and geez, have I been feeling that. So typically when Mercury squares Jupiter, you know, our minds might be overstimulated because of the square. So it's like many of us have big ideas and maybe grand plans. So it's like our optimism might exceed our ability to actually step up and fulfill these plans. You know, we're thinking big, but maybe some of us aren't very practical. And those pesky details will get in the way for many of us. It might be a bit of a drag. You know, we just want to look at the big picture and brainstorm rather than deal with the reality of things. So it's important that we don't take anything at face value. We don't exaggerate or inflate things. And so it's like, be careful of not believing everything that you hear type of thing. So that's Mercury forming a square to Jupiter. And then on Wednesday, we've got love planet Venus, which will just move into Virgo tonight, forming a really nice trine to Uranus. Now, this is really, really nice. And if you're an Earth sign and early on in the Earth signs, and that's Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, this is really positive news for you. So what it means when Venus will be forming a really nice trine to Uranus, it's about feeling independent and having really nice surprises in your relationship or maybe your bottom line, making changes to your appearance in a different way. And so it's feeling excited and happy to see your partner. And, you know, there might be a bit of a boost when it comes to relationships. And then on Friday, we've got love planet Venus forming a really nice trine to Saturn. So this is really good. This is really good for long-term relationships. And if you're single and you happen to be going on a date on Friday night, there is a potential that the relationship or the date could turn into a long-term relationship. So relationships and finances are highlighted when Venus trines Saturn. You know, we're going to be feeling grounded and sensible and Just keep thinking about the long term or the future around love and money. And, you know, it's about being realistic. It's not about, pie in the sky. It's basically, you know, we've got 2 feet firmly planted on the ground when Venus forms a trine to Saturn. And that's Venus in Virgo and Saturn in Capricorn. And then, of course, what does that make? Because it's also forming a nice, when I'm looking at this, it's Venus in Virgo, and then you have it forming a nice trine to Saturn in Capricorn, and then a really nice trine to Uranus in Taurus. So guess what that makes? A grand Earth trine. Wow. So if you were born early in an Earth sign, and that's Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, this is great news for you. This is a fantastic week, especially with the solar eclipse. It's all about new beginnings and new starts and really thinking through about the future. Wow, there's so much going on this week. So now for your weekly horoscope. If you are an Aries, your well-meaning efforts to keep the peace at home and at work may be absurd by someone who is determined to provoke an argument, but keep smiling and rise above the issue. It isn't a problem unless you make it one. If you are a Taurus, an exciting date or a romantic surprise bring lots of fun this week, but don't overthink it. Just remember, just keep thinking, it's the grand Earth trine that involves some really great planets here. So enjoy the moment for what it is without necessarily attaching too much baggage or future expectations. Live for the moment. If you're a Gemini, your family is in a gentle, supportive and constructive mood this week, but too much fretting, especially over children, will be counterproductive. So allow your loved ones the freedom to do their own thing. They will be safe and all is well. If you are a Cancer, don't mistake spirited debate within your relationship for disagreement or a problem. It's fine to have different views, healthy even, but be respectful of your differences and celebrate your shared interests. You're not clones of one another, and that's a good thing. If you are a Leo, in your search for meaning, look beyond the mundane. It doesn't matter how clean your home is or how much is in your bank account, but it does matter that you love and you are loved and that you feel spiritually alive. How can you make that happen? If you are a Virgo, with Venus in your sign, you're keen to socialize and to show off your best self. But don't listen to little voices telling you that you must change. You are enough, Virgo. You do enough. You are good enough. You are you, and be proud of that. If you are a Libra, competing demands from work and family mean very little free time. When you do have some snatched moments, try to meditate or allow your daydreams to soar. Recharging yourself mentally will also help you physically. If you are a Scorpio, and if you're single, look out for someone you meet in an educational or training setting. It could be an interesting bond. But meanwhile, read a challenging novel or research a project of interest. Stretch your mind in order to feel free. If you are a Sagittarius, Venus in your career zone turns this week into a full-on charm offensive. Doing and saying the right things to the right people may smooth your path to success, but it's your previous hard work which got you here. Don't underestimate your skills. If you're a Capricorn, love has an exotic flavor and may be connected with travel. Even if you and your sweetheart stay close to home, you'll want to ring the changes in your routine. So keep the spark alive by keeping boredom at bay. And if you are an Aquarius, a sensual vibe demands privacy for you and your sweetheart, but the demands of a busy week are not easy to ignore. So get creative with your scheduling and delegating in order to free up a few more precious moments for love. And finally, if you are a sweet Pisces, and if you're single, expect a visit from Cupid. With Venus now in your love zone and the solar eclipse in your dating zone, it's all to play for. So keep your standards high, but don't be afraid to have some fun, regardless if you're single or coupled. Love doesn't have to be so serious all the time. And so there you have your weekly horoscope. And just a recap for this very, very big astrological week. We have a solar eclipse in Cancer. We have love planet Venus moving into Virgo and expansive Jupiter finally turning direct after 4+ months of being retrograde. So the solar eclipse in Cancer is happening this Thursday, July 12th, and it definitely promises to be a memorable one. It's forming a challenging opposition to transformational Pluto while creating a harmonious grand water trine to Jupiter and Neptune. Talk about confusing. But it's all good. It's all good. And we're all ready for change and not just the cardinal sign. And there you have it. So thank you for tuning in to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Wishing you a great week and be sure to tune in next week.